Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this all started when we were playing various famous people on the slow speed setting in Media Player. And it makes them sound like you're completely plastered, like you've been in the pub a long time. I think it's a great kind of anti-drinking message. Because when you're in the pub, you don't realise what you sound like.
No, you certainly don't.
This is what you sound like on the slow speed. Same. This is what happened when yesterday we put BBC newsreader Kate Silverton through the slow speed setting.
Fresh protests against the price of diesel have been taking place today in Spain and India. There's more evidence here of the impact of rising fuel costs. New figures for manufacturing show that costs are...
I think that's what she talks about in the pub.
Fastest rate since records.
News journalists began. Never switch off.
You see.
No. That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Go for a drink with Dom at the moment. All he talks about fuel prices.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, I sent Kate an email yesterday, which I'd like to read to you right now, okay? Just after.
Hang on, are you reading what you sent to her?
I'll read you what I sent to her first. Hi, Kate. We've been playing clips of what you might sound like tipsy on my Radio 1 show today. Chappers, my co-host and friend, was wondering if you would come out with us, have some fine wine sometime, and we could record your voice and see if there's any similarity. Let me know if this is something that would be of interest to you. Thanks, Scott. So that was the email I sent yesterday afternoon after playing the clips of
Fresh protest.
Those. And yes, we've had a reply.
Wow, that's surprising me to start with.
Okay. Becky's got it right there.
Sent at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah. Get some work early, didn't she?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
What a very interesting proposition, Scott. I would love to know what I sound like, Tipsy. Might I hear your clips beforehand? Mwah.
There's a kiss.
Yes.
Oh, there's a kiss.
I didn't put a kiss on my one because I didn't, you know, I don't
well,
know
you
that
kept
well.
It businesslike.
I did,
She's
actually.
Already flirted.
She's gone over the line.
So it's good, though.
Yeah. So what does that mean? You're a girl. Read into it. Read between the lines.
I think she's still not quite sure.
Oh, no, but she wouldn't have kissed. She wouldn't have put a kiss on if she wasn't.
Girls put kisses on everything. I sometimes accidentally do it to my boss.
That's not right.
No.
That's she fancy him.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, you've gone real red. Okay. So what do we do from here? I've sent her the clips.
You've sent her the clips, have you? Did you put a kiss on the email that you sent the clips on?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think this is the start of a beautiful thing.
I'd love to go down the pub with Kate. Can I just say as well, I didn't know how to send the MP3, so I did get Becky to do it.
Oh, but she puts a kiss on everything
now. Then she forwarded it to me so I could then send it on to Kate Silverton.
He made me send it back to him so it looked like he knew how to work the technology.
Rather than his staff.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Now, we're talking yesterday about this. Sarah Bareilles, that song we're playing all the time at the moment. And she's not going to write you a love song because you asked for one. We thought that was a bit rude. I made you one yesterday. Coincidentally, Westlife had only done the same flipping song about a couple of years ago. Same lyrics and everything.
Different tune, though.
Hmm, slightly.
And that yours didn't have one.
And Lucy was on yesterday. Hi, Luce.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Now, your homework was to write me a love song. I put money on the fact that you haven't done one.
I have. It's done. Ready to go.
Wow. Didn't you have an exam today?
Yeah, I did.
What was that?
English Lit.
Right, how'd that go?
Rubbish.
Oh no, is that my fault?
No, it's fine.
No, say it was his fault. You were spending so much time composing a love song you didn't have time to
do your
normal
your fault,
work.
Scott.
How long did it take?
Obviously hours.
Okay. How would you describe this love song of yours?
Well, it's not really a conventional love song. It's a bit different. Yeah.
Well, I'm flattered anyway, whatever it is. Okay, who are those people with you?
Right, I've got Marie, Sam and Jimmy. They're all my little backing singers.
You've got backing singers? Oh, they helped you write it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready.
This is proper effort.
Yeah, I'm ready for my love song.
Singing to me with Becky in the background.
I appreciate the effort.
That's all right.
Whenever you're ready.
Right, I've just got to put you on loudspeaker and then we'll sing it. Okay. 2 seconds. Right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, so ready.
Right, okay. Up three. 3, 2, 1. You're too sexy for radio. Too sexy for radio with your orange glow. So get your sexy chems out. Your sexy chems out and make our Jimmy scream. You're too sexy for my Clio. Too sexy for my Clio. But gosh, Scott, I'd buy you a limo. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, you and Chopper do a turn on the catwalk. Flash those teeth, Scott. On the catwalk. So this is your little love song. Your little love song. To show us your sexy mum song.
I bet you put your mum.
Alright, treacle. The end.
The end. Yeah, that was
interesting.
Yeah, like you said, unconventional.
Yeah.
But thanks very much for putting the effort in on that.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like something else. I can't quite place it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
Are you now sat there wishing you'd paid more attention to your English lip?
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
I got your email.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we were talking about this the other week because we had one of our listeners who was on Come Dine With Me, didn't we?
Yeah.
And came across as a bit of an arse. Now, your mate's been on, has he?
Yes, yeah. He's on this week, yeah.
So, when is it? On Thursday, isn't it?
He's on Thursday, yeah.
And how do you think your mate's going to come across?
Well, I think he might come across as a bit of a flirt, Scott. Well, he's quite not well known for that, so I think his flirting skills might be shown to the max on Thursday night.
Really? Is he worried about what he's going to look like?
I think it's a young lady with her two children. I think he's too impressed, actually, about his flirting skills.
Oh, no. So he's got a wife and children?
Fiancé and two children, yeah.
But was flirting outrageously with one of the other contestants?
I think so. I think he was going for the money. I think, obviously, his focus was the £1,000 jackpot, and obviously he thought he'd play the flirting card.
He'll do anything to win it.
Definitely.
So what's going to happen on Thursday night? They're all going to be sat together as a family watching it?
Well, basically, I think he was trying to invite all his friends round. I think he's looking for safety in numbers. I think he's already had the warning that if he comes across quite badly, he could be having a night in the garage, I think, or in a dog basket.
I mean, we only have his word for this, but how much did he flirt?
Well, if I know my friend Darren, I imagine it probably was outrageous. And I've said that one of the young ladies on the show might have bought his flirting skills.
So they're all going to be watching it on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Him and his fiancée.
Yeah.
On Channel 4, with him blatantly, really flirting with someone else.
Yeah, I imagine he's going to go down like a lead balloon, that one.
Yeah.
Is he that bad at cooking that the only way he could attempt to win the money was by flirting?
Well, to be honest, I was at university with him for many years, and all his cooking skills came from me, you know, so I think most of the stuff he cooks in the show is going to come out of a packet, so right. I don't know how he got on the show.
Would he win without flirting, do you think?
I think his chance of winning with his cooking skills somewhere between 0 and 0, I think.
Thing is, though, it's you know, it's a grand.
Exactly, that's what I said. I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's £1,000 in the back pocket, isn't it?
So, surely she'll understand if he wins £1,000, you could flirt for England, surely.
I think if he wins £1,000, I think, you know, the money's already earmarked anyway for a new blouse and that and some hair extensions, etc. So.
But she'll be sat there in front of the telly eating something out of a packet that he's cooked, watching him flirt with other women.
Is it acceptable to do that, do you think?
What, flirt for money?
Yeah. If you're, you know, in a relationship.
I think there's money involved, you know, there's no sort of limits to what you like to do.
Oh, yeah. It's money, isn't it, at the end of the day? Well, yeah, within reason. Are you going to go around there and watch it with them?
I'm not invited, unfortunately. I think he did want to invite all the boys around to watch it, but I think he's suddenly been banned, so I think obviously he's a bit worried about where he's going to come out, what light he's going to be shown in.
I so wanted you to go around there and just get a video camera out or your phone and just tape her reaction.
Well, I could put, like, his address out on the radio, and I'm sure, like, a lot of people might turn around and say.
No. So are we saying that it is okay to flirt for money?
Well, I suppose if it's
how far does that go?
The flirting or the money? I think you have to stop at flirting, don't you?
Yeah, flirting's all right for £1,000, not for like a fiver.
If you go any further than flirting, then it becomes something else.
You just said that flirting was fine, whatever.
No, I didn't say flirting was fine.
You'd flirt for a fiver.
As long as you don't do anything.
You'd flirt for a fiver.
No, I wouldn't. I've got a boyfriend and I'm very happy. Depends if it's in the last 5 days before payday, though.
Yeah.
Then I might negotiate.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Where are you?
On the coach at the moment, going through London.
Coach going to London? What are you coming to London for?
I've just come back from a training course.
Okay. What are you saying on the text?
I was just saying that it'd be okay for us girls to flirt, but not really for the boyfriend.
Right, I completely agree with that, yeah.
Okay, so you're allowed, but your boyfriend's not allowed to.
That's it, yeah.
Do you know what? There's been a lot of girls saying the same thing on the text.
Good. See, we've got the trust.
How come the rules are different?
I just think it's because we know what we're doing.
Yeah, we know that we wouldn't take it any further, whereas boys can't be trusted.
Definitely.
I don't think that's really fair.
No, I don't know. That's very sexist comments.
Mm. Yeah. Love you, though.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, have you heard about this? Okay, that's one thing, what she's just saying, right? Have you heard about these people? They're everywhere, they're rife. All over the bars and clubs of the UK.
Right.
And the official term for them is... barsexuals.
No.
Have you heard about them? Taking it to the extreme. What they do is girls, right?
Right.
And they just hang around together, two mates, right?
Right.
And they flirt together.
Right.
Two girls flirting together. Right. In order to get men to buy them drinks.
That is disgusting.
So the girls flirt with each other. And then the men go, look at that, two girls. They're flirting. Ree! All right, love, can I buy you a drink?
Do they then get them cider?
They're from Somerset, are they?
Why are they from the West Country?
They have them in the West Country.
All right. That's fair enough.
Probably. But they're everywhere.
Right.
Rife. Out for them. If you're out this weekend, look out for the barsexuals. It's two girls normally hovering around the bar area, flirting with each other. Pretty outrageously. And the blokes go, yep, drinks all night. All right?
I'll make a special effort this weekend to look out for them. BBC Radio
1 podcast. Does this work the other way? Will women buy blokes drinks if they start... Let's say me and Chappers were in a bar together.
Right.
And we started having a little kiss. Right? Would you be like, oh, good morning, I'm going to buy them a drink straight away. Hello. No. Hello, my darling. Fancy a drink? Would you be like that?
No.
Why?
I might get you a drink to go away.
I find
it very uncomfortable.
How come it doesn't work the other way around then?
I don't know, it just doesn't. It's wrong.
I think Becky's will be alone on that view. Yeah. You watch the text flying now from girls.
In denial.
If they were in bars and you and me were at the bar flirting, then you watch. It'll be 100% on the text. All the
free
girls
drinks.
Buy you drinks.
All night.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now here's our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd.
Hello.
You're right.
No.
Why? What's wrong?
Who's tickling me?
I've got some amazing news.
What's that?
You know you wanted a theme tune?
Yeah.
We've got our first one.
Ooh.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
This is your official theme tune. Your first one we got, okay?
Okay, then.
This is Manchester band The Plague Doctors.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. We had to get him in because Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd!
Did you like that?
Yeah.
We're expecting more as well.
Oh,
that's the first of many, I think.
Oh, right.
Not heard back from Girls Aloud yet.
Oh.
But, like, Cheryl's quite busy with the X Factor and all that business that they announced yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
I really like them. Who were they again?
Plague Doctors.
I'm not sure if that's their usual style.
No, I wasn't thinking it was. You're quite a good voice, that was all I was saying.
Okay, Lloyd, what's going on today?
Well, today there's two matches. The first match is the Czech Republic against Portugal.
All right.
Which is starting in a couple of minutes. And then later, it's Switzerland against Turkey.
Right, I need to know who to support, really, so I'll take your advice on this.
You could support the Czech Republic tonight, because I know it's particularly cloudy there at the moment, but it's 21 degrees.
You've moved on to the weather, have you, when it comes to the... like, yesterday it was alcohol, but today it's the weather, is it?
Thing is, I'm not a big fan of cloudy countries.
Aren't you?
No, look at me, I'm all about the sun. And who are they playing against?
Portugal.
It does sound more my kind of thing, though, Portugal. It's more sunny.
They make great peri-peri chicken.
Oh, that is a good one. You're a big fan of Nando's.
Yeah, I am, actually. Portugal it is.
So, based on those facts, then, What? Give me a score prediction.
I'm saying Portugal 2, Czech Republic 1.
All because of their piri-piri sauce.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the hot one.
Yeah.
Can you do the hot one?
Yeah, I can do that one. Yeah.
Newfound respect for you.
Has to be...
He's a big tough guy over
not,
there.
Not every...
I'm still on lemon and herb.
No, not every time. Oh. And after that one, who's on later, Lloyd?
It's Switzerland against Turkey.
Oh, okay. What are you thinking?
Well, you could support Switzerland because I do know their budget revenues are $138.1 billion and their expenditures are $143.6 billion.
What does that mean then, Lloyd?
I don't know.
Lloyd, why should I support Turkey then?
You should support Turkey because a domestic turkey originates from Mexico and was brought over by explorers in the 1500s.
Quite like Mexican food as well, so...
So, because you quite like Mexican food, you're sort of going towards Turkey, are you?
Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
That's as good as you supporting Turkey because you like the look of the woman on the internet.
Well, no, hang on a minute.
I don't always have to bring it back to this.
You
but
do
it
always bring it back.
Fickle.
You do always bring it back to that woman on the internet.
I'm just standing
and that
up
isn't
for
what,
Scott.
That isn't necessarily why I'm supporting Turkey.
But you have gone very red.
Although that has a large part. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking the other way.
I can still see your cheeks.
No, you can't. Oh, you can't.
So, in summary, I'm going to support tonight Portugal and Turkey, based entirely on the food.
Mm. Okay then.
We'll see if we've got any more jingles for you tomorrow, Lloyd, all right?
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love ya.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. We had to get him in because Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
We've been talking about these people called barsexuals. That's the official term. What they are is girls. This is everywhere. Happens every weekend. Girls, right? And it's rife. And what they do is two mates, and they have a little flirt, sometimes even a little kiss, these girls, in order to get men to buy them drinks all night. And it works. Two girls together. Bloke's thinking, right, okay, let's do it. Drinks, ladies.
Carly Milton Keane says his mate got stung by some barsexuals for a £125 bottle of Dom Perignon.
You see, they're all out there. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
Alana.
Are you one, Alana?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I have witnessed this, though.
Okay.
Yes, I work at a nightclub in Tunbridge Wells, and there are these two girls that come every weekend, and they come up to the bar, they're all dancing together, being all flirty, and then they clock the guys and go over, and they just order their drinks, and then just stand there expecting them to pay for them.
What, so they go over to the blokes?
Yeah, and start dancing and all being all flirty, and yeah, and they expect them to pay for them, but it's really funny when they don't.
Nah, does that happen very often, or do blokes just fall for it?
It's happened a couple of times, but most of the blokes just fall for it.
Oh. I knew it. It's men that fall for it that's the problem.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to dance as well together.
Oh, God, oh. Imagine that. No one wants to see that.
I'd like to see you do the Lambada.
Who? And you're in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah.
And it's the same two girls every week?
Yeah.
Okay. What nights do they come in?
Saturday night.
Well, they've rumbled now, aren't they?
Yep, they are.
That's the end of their free drinks. Yeah, you see? We're getting rid of the barsexuals. Yeah. All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday we were talking about the name Malcolm.
Yeah.
Because Ulrika Johnson has called her son, her new son, Malcolm. And we were saying, is Malcolm back as a name? And we had some young Malcolms on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a text from someone saying that their name was Malcolm Bonkers. And we wondered if he just had a crazy bonkers surname or if his name was actual Malcolm Bonkers.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in touch and here he is, Malcolm Bonkers. Hi, Malcolm.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm all right, thanks.
So you can confirm that your name is Malcolm Bonkers?
That's my name, yeah.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 18.
All right. And are you, like, bonkers by name, bonkers by nature?
The teacher at school used to say that, yeah.
Say that you are bonkers?
Yeah, I'm bloody bonkers.
Bloody bonkers?
Yeah.
Well, I take my hat off to you, Malcolm. You are, that is the best name I think I've ever, ever heard. Seriously?
Thank you.
I would love that to be, if I was called Malcolm Bonkers, I would be happy.
Well, we can get your name changed quite easily, if that's what you want to be called.
No, because then there'd be two Martin
Bonkers.
You want to swap names? No.
Why not? Let's do a name swap. Malcolm, right. Malcolm, you could be Scott Mills from now on, and Scott, you're now Malcolm Bonkers.
That'd be amazing. Malcolm Bonkers, Radio 1. Think about it. Thank you. All right, good to speak to you, Malcolm.
Right, that's done then. That's officially...
Hang on a second, we haven't done anything yet.
No, that's... Well, I'll register it online.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott, how you doing?
Hello, yes, I'm good. Who are you, please?
Scott, it's Paul in Southampton here, Scott.
Southampton, yes. How can I help?
Scott, I'm just wondering, are you going to change your jingle now to Wake Up With Moyles, Get Home With Bonkers?
Do you think that works?
I'm not too sure. Maybe chuck in Malcolm Bonkers as well. See how that works.
Wake up with Miles, get home with
Bonkers.
Radio I'm loving 1. It.
Yeah?
I'm loving it.
Try it again.
Wake up with Miles, get home with
Bonkers.
Radio 1.
Yeah, sounds all right.
I like it. It's got
you like it?
Has got a ring.
Yeah? Okay, yeah, well... I mean, I don't know how easy it is.
It's really easy. I'm just looking it up, actually.
Oh, good.
I've typed in your first name and surname. Do you want a new title to go with it, or... You
what,
can be
like
Mrs.,
Lord?
Miss... Oh, no, Doctor. Other? Okay,
other.
New four names, Malcolm...
Hang on a second, is this...
No, I'd make him a doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor Malcolm Bonkers.
It's only £34, hang on.
What, so I can be Malcolm Bonkers?
Yeah, and you can do it
and the actual Malcolm Bonkers that just called up, would be going, yeah, I'm Scott Mills.
Oh, it asks for your date of birth. That's a bit ambiguous, isn't it? We're not quite sure about that. Age, should I put 26?
Yeah.
But...
Put that in.
This is really easy,
36.
Actually.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I'll just carry on doing this and then it should...
Okay, how much do I have to pay?
£34.
Right, so for £68, that's quite good, isn't it?
That's if you change chappers as well.
No, there's no point changing me. That was already
bonkers.
Done in the past.
Well, I don't know. Ian in Belfast says he's got a good friend called Steve Nutter. I think Bonkers and Nutter might be quite a good show.
Podcast.
You know, she loves a bargain. It's Becky's Classifieds. They're back. She just trawls through these online classified adverts because there are some amazing bargains to be had on there.
This week I've been mostly going for free stuff. Or really cheap. Or less
that
than
is a bargain.
Or
yeah, you are skint,
a
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Indian yellow ringneck parakeet. £175.
That's not free.
No, I know, but I thought I could get someone to buy it for me as a present. I've been after a bird for a while. It's a good one.
Okay, who do you...
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was some kind of waterproof clothing.
What, a parakeet?
Yeah.
You know what a parakeet is?
Don't shout at me. I didn't.
Hoisin sauce.
Hoisin
parakeet.
Sauce.
A parakeet's a bird, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't
all
know
you
why.
Know about is sport. I love it.
God. And girls.
Mr. Lover.
Okay, back to the parakeet that you've never heard of.
This bird is yellow and 18 months old.
Excellent.
Okay. Talks very well.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're going to hear what it says.
It says, "Pretty Polly, I love you, hello, etc."
So this is brilliant. I'm thinking this is just the sort of bird I want. I can talk to it, it'll talk back to me, but there's a slight problem.
Only like men.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's annoying.
How does it know?
Wold make great company for man.
That's a typo. Yeah. So
I'm not allowed to buy because it doesn't like girls.
Well, so it only says Pretty Polly, etc. to men.
Yeah. I don't believe this one.
But why would they put that? They'd obviously want.
Why would a bird? Why would a bird just say Pretty Polly? That's just made up.
Doesn't. It says other things as well. It
there
just
are,
only
these
likes
are all,
men.
These are all real online.
No, I'm
adverts.
Not. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying. Whoever's posted that is making up what the bird says.
No, one of my ex-boyfriends used to have a parrot and it was brilliant trying to talk to it because it would repeat everything you said. Sometimes they catch out people who are having affairs and everything because the wife comes home and the parrot starts mouthing off. It's brilliant.
Is that what happened to you?
No, there was a story. No, there was a story about it in the news. No, it was in the news.
Did your ex's parrot catch you out?
It was in the news.
Right, let's move on from the parakeet.
I don't come in for this.
Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly.
You imagine being...
It's worth the embarrassment to hear Chappa's parrot
impression. Imagine having an affair and then...
It's true, it's in
the parrot gives the game away.
That pesky parrot.
Oh, okay. Next item, please, on Becky's Classifieds.
Girl's hat. £150. Location, Exeter.
That's a lot for a hat.
It's loads for a hat.
Girl's hat, dark denim, with red heart in the centre and beautiful lace at the top, with two red hearts.
No, seriously, they're at a laugh.
A denim hat for 150 quid?
Yeah, listen where it's from.
From George at Asda. New with tag.
So... But there's a big, big problem with
this. Are you sure there's not a point in there?
No, no, no. Well, there's a problem. I think these guys are trying to make a fast buck faster than me. Listen to what the problem is.
Although picture says £3.99, we'll accept £150.
So what they've done, I got Greg to say that last bit, what they've done is they've put up pictures of this amazing hat, but they've left the tag on, which obviously says £3.99. So they're trying to make 140 whatever it is quid straight up.
Okay.
It's wrong.
Right, next.
Load of seasoned logs. £20.
Oh, just what I've always wanted. A seasoned log.
What is a seasoned log?
It's just a log. It's like if you need to make a fire or something.
It's
not one that's been sprinkled with salt or pepper.
Don't know what hoisin sauce is. You don't know what parakeets are. You don't know what seasoned logs are.
Out, somebody else on the text thought a parakeet was a waterproof jacket as well. But I'm not alone.
As you see in the picture, wood for the fire, no longer needed, as I've got new heating.
But guess, so this is in the swap section, but listen to what, so you've got this big pile of logs, there's probably about 20 logs, he wants 20 quid for them, but he's also willing to swap.
Might swap a games console.
What?
So he's got
some logs.
And he wants games consoles, but he's not picky about which one he wants.
Nintendo 64, DS, PS, NES, SNES, PS2, Xbox, with games, etc, etc, etc.
He's just playing a word association game there. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. In your face, chappers.
I found the parrot story.
Yeah.
Proving that it wasn't my ex-boyfriend and I wasn't caught out.
Go on.
I found it on BBC News. A parrot owner was alerted to his girlfriend's infidelity when his talkative pet let the cat out of the bag by squawking, "I love you, Gary." Maybe, chappers, you could do a little impression of how that might have sounded.
"I love you, Gary."
So it says, Susie had been meeting ex-work colleague Gary for 4 months in the flat she shared with her partner. Apparently, he became suspicious after parrot Ziggy croaked, "Hiya, Gary," when Mrs. Carlton, when she answered her mobile phone. But this is the best bit. The parrot also made smooching sounds whenever the name Gary was said on TV.
So every time Gary's mentioned on the TV, the parrot starts going, "How's it go, chappers?"
Yeah, go on.
"Oh, I love you, Gary." I don't.
Seriously.
Do you know what?
Right, this is going out on the radio now.
Yeah.
You should have done that in your Bill audition because that might have won you the role.
What? The impression of a parrot kissing? Who's ever heard
this
a parrot?
This goes out across the whole of the UK.
Well, I can do the impression of a parrot talking, but I've never heard a parrot smooch before. So I don't know what one would sound like.
We need to get a show parrot. This is brilliant.
No, I really don't think that's a good idea. No, 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 no. Right.
What a parrot could tell us.
I know. Podcast. Now, what we're doing now all started when we played some clips of various celebrities at slow speed on the media player. And it sounds like they've had a few too many wines. And we played a clip of Kate Silverton off BBC News because we decided she sounds like a fun person to go for a drink with. I'd like to have a glass of wine with Kate. Because you would learn so much about the cost of diesel. Here she has slowed down on the media player.
"That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
And I think the government should maybe hire us as, like, anti-drink campaigners.
Yes.
Because if there's anything that'll stop you binge drinking, it's finding out what you actually sound like when you're in the pub. It's like these people. Right, so I've got some more people in the pub. Oh, no, look, there's Gordon Strachan and Alan Hansen in the pub again, watching
the... Like you'd recognise Gordon Strachan if he was in the pub. What colour hair's Gordon Strachan got?
Ginger.
That's very good, well done.
That was a complete guess. Has he really?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
That was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't recognise him.
No.
But they are in the pub.
Okay.
Having a chat. God, listen to what they sound like.
"It was fantastic, and the two strikers have been... excellent. I thought it was fantastic. You got pace and movement, technical ability, the willingness to work, and also the ability to get it forward quickly."
I forgot what he said.
"And play it into feet. What you do is you pressurise the defenders into mistakes.
You know that thing where you start the sentence and they go, right, OK, I'm in the middle of it, don't know what I'm going to say next. And then, you can't actually, we've just said this, you can't actually listen to these without doing that with your head, can you? Or is that just me?
I think that's just you.
Oh, look, he's coming now to the pub.
Who's this?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who is in the same pub as Gordon Strachan and Alan Hansen.
Drunk in charge of a TARDIS.
Oh, dear.
Listen.
It won't attack until there's enough of them. They're coming. Now, what's interesting about my screwdriver? Very hard to interfere with. It's a screwdriver. It works in the dark. Tell me about the moon. What's that?
I love these.
Yep.
And then, oh, look who's coming now.
What, to join this very interesting threesome?
Yeah, Gordon, Alan and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
David Attenborough.
Right. So he had a few as well.
Oh, he has.
Meet the muscles of mammals is the richest, most energy-packed food you can get.
Drink responsibly, kids.
And we human beings have set aside great areas of the countryside just in order to produce it. And there is other meat to be had here.
What's going on?
Rabbits. We sometimes eat these as well, but today... rabbits are more in danger from another hunter.
Okay.
Stoat. Less than a foot long. But nonetheless, it's a skilled and determined killer.
See, he thinks he's being really interesting with all the wildlife stuff. Get a taxi, Dave.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sam from Glasgow.
Hi, Sam from Glasgow. Are you coming home on the way home?
Yes, yes. Just got home, actually. Just managed to make it home.
Did I just ask you if you were coming home then in a kind of to my house?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I'll get the tea on.
Yeah. Fancy coming in for a coffee.
That was a bit weird. I meant, are you going home, not are you coming home?
Oh, no, I'm home now, though.
What, am I?
Yeah.
Are you in my house?
I'm actually in your house.
Looking through his telescope. Trying on his red Indian outfit.
Which isn't mine. Seriously, from what you say, people have got a really weird view of what my house is like.
Just don't go near the leather glove. He's the only one that's allowed to wear that.
How can I help you today, Sam?
Oh, I could not stop laughing at the Alan Hansen one. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, the slowed down Alan?
Oh, it was so funny. Because he already sounds drunk anyway, right? Okay, so when you actually slowed it down, it was so funny.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, I'd love to.
It was fantastic. And the two strikers have been excellent. I thought it was fantastic. You got pace and movement. Technical ability, the willingness to work, and also...
he's pointing his finger.
The ability to get it forward quickly and play it into feet.
Yeah.
What you do is you pressurise the defender.
All right, Alan. Just go home.
You've had enough.
You've had enough. We've all had a drink.
It's classic.
What, so you were laughing, right?
Yeah, I was laughing and my mouth was, you know, wide open, laughing, and a fly flew in my window and I swallowed it.
You've swallowed a fly?
Actually swallowed a fly.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Well, you say that.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, I do say that.
No, but don't you swallow flies in your sleep and stuff?
Yeah, spiders, yeah.
Yeah, spiders, that's it. Or is that just one of those weird myths that goes around?
There's
something going around. Have you heard this as well, Sam?
It's true, yeah.
How many is it? Hang on, I'm just getting it from Beck. Oh, right, you swallow 8 spiders in your life whilst asleep.
That is scary.
Damn, you've just
made that up.
You've just made that up.
No, I don't know whether it's 8. She might say it might be 11 now.
I don't believe you. You would know. You would wake up because you would feel it in your mouth.
No, you wouldn't. It's between 7 and 12. I'm just getting the news in through my ear there.
Breaking news,
yeah,
is
breaking
it?
News. It's between 7 and 12 spiders that you swallow whilst asleep in your lifetime. Fact. Or not. Oh.
Yeah, put the tea on and he'll be with you in about an hour.
Yeah, right. Cook something nice. I'll be home soon.
Right, I'll get dinner on. No
Love
problem.
You.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I don't know if you've seen this. Someone sent me this on the internet. Right, there's a reporter, okay, in America, and he's out doing his report to camera. I don't think he's live on TV, but you need to listen really, really carefully to this.
Okay.
Okay, really carefully. See if you can spot the point that the fly flies into his mouth.
Okay.
Okay, have a listen really, really carefully.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying in this country-ass town. Flying in my mouth. The I can't see pilot. And let's get the out of this country. I can't even see me.
Okay. Don't get out, Kate Silverton, do you?
You don't, no. Even if she has had a drink.
Welcome along to BBC.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
There it is.
What the f*** is that?
I like he's just trying to... seriously big fly.
Really trying to spit it out.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
I like it that reporter is quite posh and then reverts to his real voice as soon as the fly goes in his mouth.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying in this country-ass town.
It's like the opposite of, like, actors on EastEnders. When you hear them speak in real life, it's like, what are you doing the monkey? Darling, I've been doing this for 30 years.
What's your voice like in real life?
I speak like that. Well, I'm not on radio.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hey, chappers.
Yeah?
We've managed to track down the actual man who makes a total fool of himself on TV tomorrow night. Which, I always like it when it's not me doing that for a change.
Really?
Darren.
How you doing?
I'm good. Now, we spoke to your mate Steve earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, apparently so.
And he told us that tomorrow you're going to be on The Amazing Come Dine With Me.
I am, yes.
And he said that maybe it didn't go as well as you planned it to.
Well, it all went... It did all go well, but then at the end it all got a bit griefy, should I say.
Griefy?
A bit griefy, yeah.
Are you worried at all about what's going to be on the TV tomorrow night?
Oh, I am, yeah. I'm a bit worried, yeah.
Why, do you think they might have edited you to look a certain way?
Yeah, it could be edited to make me look like a bit of a drunken idiot at the table.
How can you be edited to be drunken, though?
Yeah, I was pretty much drunk the whole time, I think.
Oh, good.
It doesn't take much to edit that, actually, yeah.
So you knew very well that they were filming, but you decided to be drunk?
Yeah, well...
Your mate said you may be a little bit of a lech.
No.
I think he said flirt, didn't he, rather than a lech. I think you've used the word lech.
Flirt, yeah.
Yeah, so you were flirting for money, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
And all the time that you were flirting, did you think about what would happen when it gets shown and you have to sit there watching it with your fiancé and children?
No, because the wine was hindering my decision-making skills at that time.
So you're in the living room, I'm just picturing this tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You and your fiancé are watching Come Dine With Me, as you would, and you must be terrified.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you most worried about?
After I get to sort of 6-7 glasses of wine, I haven't got a clue what was coming out of my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen a copy of what goes out tomorrow night?
I haven't got a clue.
Have you warned your fiancée about this? What have you said to her?
I've said that it was me and three girls or three ladies, and I made the most of the situation. To win the £1,000, of course.
Has she told all her friends and family to watch?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, they might not be my friends and family afterwards, though.
This is horrendous.
Yeah, tell me
what
about
are
it.
You thinking?
I don't know.
Maybe you could cook her a nice meal tomorrow night and turn the telly off to make it up to her.
Yeah, maybe turn the telly off before it starts.
Yeah.
I tell you, today's show has just been one long anti-drinking message. It really has. It always ends in disaster. Seriously.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's nearly payday, but not quite. No. Bit of skint. Becky's Classifieds. That's what you need. You can grab yourself a bargain. These are all available online through various sites that Becky spends her morning looking through.
And working
at the same time. See? Minimises it and then just goes back to it occasionally when there's a spare moment. Right, what have you got for us?
We've got some gift bags.
50 brand new shiny gift bags. Assorted colours. Easily fits wine bottle. £12.
What?
I thought this would be a good present for you.
Yeah.
You get 50 for £12.
A gift bag that goes over a wine bottle.
Yeah.
50 of them. That's your weekly allowance there.
Brand new, unused, looks great and very useful. Very popular with shoppers.
There we go.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
If you've got time and want to make a profit, you could easily get £1 each for them.
Ah, you see? Okay. You've made £38.
Well, worked out there. At the risk of sounding stupid, I don't want to go down the road that I went down
earlier. You know what a parakeet is.
No. But what is...
I don't know.
Have neither of you ever taken wine to a dinner party or something?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, but only, like, in my hand.
Oh, no, it's one of them bags.
You put it in a nice little gift bag with a little tag on.
No, that's
don't write on the label so someone can use it again.
That's a girl thing.
I don't bother with that. Oh.
I may consider dropping off the bags if it's not too far out of my way. Otherwise, pick them up.
Can you not post?
Obviously not.
Next.
Suffering from hay fever.
Yes.
Well, this is the one for you, then.
I've got one tablet left. £1.
What?
Now, that is actually... Because I ran out of tablets yesterday and haven't managed to get any more.
But that's really expensive for one tablet. I think you can buy a whole pack for, like, £3, can't you?
No, you can't.
They are quite expensive.
Give hay fever the kick this spring/summer.
It's one tablet.
It works for me now. It'll work for you. Or your money back. Cheers.
Seriously, he or she has got far too much free time.
It obviously worked so well that he needs to give this last one away.
Can you get that, please?
I'll call them up.
Thanks.
Okay, next.
Free wholesale crate of tomatoes.
Perfect, if you want a salad.
Yeah. Free?
Yeah.
I got delivered one crate too many of fresh British tomatoes this morning, and I've got no need for them.
Wow.
Pick up if in the local area for free. I need to get rid of them.
Again, can he not post?
Call up and ask for Marcus.
I like that.
I like that, yeah. Free tomatoes. See, I mean, we mock you for doing these, but you...
I've made loads there,
you should get them. We should get them, put him in some stocks and pelt him.
Be like being one of his gigs.
Oh, my God.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.